the Commercium Society. Here at St. Xavier's College, Mumbai, I am Gauri Maslekar, and this is the Fin Fiends Playbook. While the sound is enough to give us all goosebumps, it was completely shunned when it was written way back in 2008. But it quickly took the hearts of the 2021 binge watchers and became the viral sensation of the year. So, what is the secret behind the sudden popularity of a violently disturbing show filled with eerie music, strange men in jumpsuits, and a creepy Korean doll? Is it simply the intrigue of a K-drama, or has Netflix finally cracked the code to what makes viral sensations? Guess the upcoming sound and tune into the podcast to know all about the viral game. And don't worry, we promise you, no spoilers. Released on September 17, Squid Game is now the most popular series in the platform's history. It carries the titles of the most popular debut show on Netflix, as well as being the number one in 94 countries at the same time. And this is a Netflix first rodeo. They seem to have just the perfect recipe to make any series viral. Their approach started with similar dystopian shows like Stranger Things and foreign language dramas like Money Heist. For Stranger Things, Netflix engaged in an intensive branding strategy. Striking the iron while it was hot, they released a 360-degree virtual reality video on YouTube, enabling viewers to see the home of Will Byers, one of the lead characters of Stranger Things. And when the second season was about to be released, an Android and iOS app were dropped at the same time with the 80s aesthetic of the show. The promotion for season 3 was in collaboration with their branding partner, Coca-Cola, with the retro vibe of the show synced perfectly with the renewal of the 1985 New Coke branding. H&M too covered the iconic fashion revival with their newly designed rompers, swimsuit, and tees, capturing the quintessential summertime nostalgia of the show. Una mattina mi sono alzato. Now up next, we have Money Heist, another show which captured the viewers' hearts with its intriguing characters such as Tokyo and Rio, and of course, the iconic song, Bella Ciao. The craze of Money Heist had spread to such an extent where employees in a Jaipur-based agency were given a holiday on the day of the season 5 premiere. And now, with Squid Games, Netflix has finally perfected their recipe. And here's how it happened. When we see a funny meme, we share it, hoping that maybe someone else will find it just as relatable as we do. Netflix takes this strategy and multiplies it by 100. It's a busy day for all employees before a new season drops on Netflix. Trailers, teasers, reactions to said trailers and teasers, Conspiracy theories, memes, Twitter threads are pushed through the internet. Cast and crew attend a series of red carpet events, giving interviews and going on late night shows, just to ensure that at least one of these sources will reach a potential viewer. However, it is not just the digital reach which is important for the streaming company. Offline activity makes a huge difference. Money Heist's most wanted posters were displayed on everything from your Instagram feed to the Times Square billboards. And in keeping with the storyline, mysterious suitcases began showing up in airport baggage carousels marked with character names to draw the audience in even deeper. A trend is only the start. It is the creation of an entire fandom that makes anything truly viral. When people see brand collaborations, sponsorships, and clothing lines, there is a buzz generated about the show. And for those who don't have a Netflix subscription, this is an opportunity and a reason for them to get one, roping in even more viewers. When the emotional aspect of the audience is targeted, it is a simple method to get viewers to continue watching season after season. People fall in love with characters, fan bases are formed, plot theories are developed, and everyone is rooting for their own personal favorites. During the first week of the Squid Game release, bets were being placed across social circles to guess who would end up winning the games. Especially after realizing that unlike a usual Netflix binge, one won't have to wait for the finale. This is also a strategy to make note of. From the very beginning, Netflix had planned to make Squid Game their new best thing. It wasn't simply an unplanned opportunity. From the release of their first teaser, to all Instagram posts, to the release of their final episode, Netflix had it all planned out. Further on, a passionate connection is formed with the show. Nostalgia, familiarity, and relatability are key factors. And the most important is, of course, FOMO, the fear of missing out when all our friends are talking about the same thing. After all, we all know it was our need to understand the meme of the eccentric old man in a green jumpsuit holding his head in a corner, which led us to start watching the Squid Game, and not an actual interest in old Korean games for children. Since Netflix now has the magic formula, Squid Game won't be the last show to take over the world in a week. But this game of going viral is not simply restricted to Netflix, or TV shows for that matter. In today's competitive world, the only way to truly become a giant is to be everywhere or end up nowhere.
Membership 1, Khushiyan Anik. Free delivery, blockbuster entertainment, ad-free music. Join
Prime. Amazon falls in a similar category. What started as a simple product delivery platform now has its own grocery store, payment software, and even manufactures its own products. By repetition, the human mind is triggered and the chances of a person remembering a brand automatically increase. This is the basic essence of advertising. However, to become a success in the 21st century, textbook advertising is no longer sufficient. This form of viral trending is the ultimate and only way to go forward. So that the next time you consider forming a startup, make sure you know exactly how you can make it go viral. Otherwise, you just might be eliminated from the game too. The FinFiends Playbook is brought to you by ThinkBiz, the official blog of the Commercium Society. Follow FinFiends Playbook on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. Check out the ThinkBiz blog for all things business and follow Commercium on Instagram @CommerciumXaviers for updates on events, workshops, and more. Head over to our blog and read our latest piece. Commerce is hard. Let's talk about it on the FinFiends Playbook.